the Lord Jesus Christ and death and his resurrection and his saving grace. If you'll turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Our scripture today is verses 1 through 10. Jesus speaking about these important matters of life and death. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Lord's Supper is a very exclusive meal. It is for those that Jesus has called to his table. In our day and age, we don't like that. We like all inclusive. Everybody gets to be everything, you know. Everybody's a winner. But Jesus sees it differently. He said, "Everybody that went before me, their way of life, their views, their religions, their philosophy were wrong." And he said, "Those who are mine didn't listen to that. They hear my voice. And they know that not only is it have the ring of truth, but it is true. It is truly God speaking into the hearts of a person. This bread and this cup are for those who have heard the voice of Jesus. Not literally, but in their heart there's a resonance, there's a reception, there's the acknowledgement, this is real, this is true, this is indeed the way. Jesus is the Savior. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. I need him. They know that. Maybe they can't explain it. Maybe they can't defend it. But they know it's true. They know because they know. Because Jesus has spoken into their hearts. And they say, "Jesus is my shepherd. I am his. I am his sheep." And then he leads them, he says. He leads them into a life that he describes as abundant, not necessarily prosperous as the world looks upon it, but full, a full life, as Jesse was describing this quiet man that died a week ago, an abundant life, full of fruitfulness for Christ. That's abundance. And that's what Jesus does with his people. So this bread and this cup is for those who know that they know that Jesus is Savior and Lord. For them. They belong to him. And they have testified to that through baptism. They're not ashamed to be known as belonging to this one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And they have also joined themselves with others who are in that sheepfold. That is the part of the flock. I mean, there is no such thing as an independent sheep. I mean, they just don't, sheep can't live by themselves. And so, as a sheep who's heard the voice of Christ, the Good Shepherd, I have to be in a flock. The body of Christ. I have to be part of those who are called by his name. And so, that's why we ask, and some other reasons too, those who, you may be sure that you belong to Christ, but you've not been baptized, or you're not part of a body of believers, we ask you to wait until you are so associated and have so pronounced yourself a follower of Christ before you take the bread and the cup. Now, I know I've talked to lots of people over the years. There's some people don't understand that, who are offended by that, and we're really not intending to do that. But we're trying to be faithful to what the Word of God says. And that's the way we understand it. It's a very important expression of our union with Christ. And so, this bread and this cup representing the body and blood of Jesus is an exclusive meal, but it does not have to remain an exclusive meal for you. That is, the invitation is come, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, be baptized, be part of a church, and then you can join with us in taking this meal together. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He leads his sheep, and they live, and they will live abundantly, and they will live into eternity with him. Let's stand and sing a song together, a hymn.